Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, Israel's coalition budget remains intact, Syrian Christians need our prayers, and 19th century Esther scroll from former Jewish community in Gaza up for auction. The coalition government has succeeded in remaining intact by passing an annual state budget, and this week's flocks of migrating birds have been in the news. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
In political news, the main hurdle of the coalition government each year is to pass a state budget in the Parliament of Israel. At the start of this week, Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government, a center-right coalition, passed the annual budget in a vote tally of 66 in favor and 52 against. The government had only one more week to go to pass the budget. In Israel, if a yearly budget is not passed, then automatic early elections are called. The government succeeded in passing the budget after a far-right political party rejoined the coalition in support of the renewed fighting by the military in Gaza against Hamas, and an ultra-Orthodox Jewish party backed down on its threat to leave the coalition when the government has so far not passed a bill to give automatic exemptions to ultra-Orthodox men from serving in the army. In news from nature, this week on social media, the large flocks of migrating pelicans have been in the news. In the spring, flocks of migrating pelicans fly along the coast of the Eastern Mediterranean as they make their way from Africa to the mouth of the Danube River and the Black Sea. Twice a year, about 500 million birds of different species migrate through the land bridge of Israel. This year, the birds are migrating through a war-torn Israel, Lebanon, and Syria, and then across Turkey, which is currently seeing massive demonstrations against the autocratic Turkish ruler. The pelicans can literally fly across the entire length of Israel in one day, without having to actually land and set foot in Israel during their migration. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, in response to the recent massacre of more than 1,000 people in Syria, Christians and other religious minorities are fearful about their future. And to find out more, Paul Calvert spoke earlier to Matthew Barnes from Open Doors International, who has just returned from Syria.
Now, we're seeing trouble in Syria at the moment. What is happening there?
Since the regime fell in December 24, so about 3 months ago, there's a new regime in place that has roots in Al-Qaeda. And in the first place, the country is in a transitional period, let's say it like that. And that makes it very vulnerable. So there has been quite some violence 1.5 weeks ago in the coastal area of Syria. But there's also a lot of uncertainty of all the people of what's going to happen. And right now, with lack of police on the streets, with the lack of general security, many people are scared, including the Christians and other minorities.
Now, you've just recently been to Syria. When did you go and how long were you there for?
I was there more or less a week, and I returned about a week ago.
And what were you doing there?
I visited several places like Damascus, Homs, and Aleppo, connected with Christians over there to listen to their story, to hear what their need is right now in the current situation. And in general, you can say the Christians, like the other Syrians, they are on one hand happy, optimistic, because the regime is gone, the regime that they knew for more than 50 years, the regime that was dictatorial and in a way made the country less free. You were not able to speak on the streets about politics because people could listen in, you could be arrested and that kind of stuff. So in that sense, people are optimistic, a new era started. On the other hand, there's this being scared for those Islamists that now took power. In their speaking, they're positive. They say they want an inclusive Syria, but will that really happen? That's a little bit the question.
What are the Christian community saying to you? Is there a lot of fear there? We've heard that there's been a massacre. So did you speak to anyone who'd been involved in that massacre?
Oh, the massacre, just to clarify, there have been reports in the media that there was a massacre on Christians and Alawites. The first part is not true. There was a massacre on Alawites. Alawites belong to the group where also the former president belonged to. And a small group of them, they attacked 1.5 weeks ago some of the new regime soldiers, killing them. And then the new government, they sent reinforcements to that region. And part of those groups there, they started to massacre Alawites. So there has been no massacre of Christians. Weren't there Christians killed? Yes, there were 5 Christians killed, as far as we know. Not as far as we heard out of the stories, because of they were Christians, but just being in the wrong spot at the wrong moment. So in that sense, the reports are not true. But still, massacring so many people shocked the whole nation, of course, and it caused, again, fear in the hearts of many Christians also. Can we be the next ones, for example? They don't expect it, but the fear is there.
Yeah, it must be a very worrying time when, you know, it was difficult before, but now that fundamental Islam has taken over, it must be a very difficult time and worrying time for the Christian community there.
Yeah, it is. Although, what I said, the government is speaking an inclusive language. They say that there should be place for all the minorities in the country too, also in the future. But they just presented a kind of draft of a new constitution this week. And there it states that the main source of legislation in Syria will be Sharia law. So that's an indication that the country will move towards a little bit more Islamic style of country, more than it was before. And we see it also already happening in the country where, for example, schools in villages in Aleppo province, they force girls now to wear a veil. We heard of gyms where people go for sports. They were always mixed. And now a number of them, they decided to have separate spaces for girls and men. The University of Aleppo, we heard that the entrance, the students always entered through the same door, but now they have separate doors for the girls and for the men. These are small changes, but they could be an indication of something.
How big is the Christian community in Syria?
It has diminished a lot. Right now, there are about 575,000 Christians left in Syria. Before the war started in 2011, there were 1.7, 1.8 million Christians in the country. So it has diminished quite a bit because of all the violence, all the issues the country has been through.
How can we pray for the Christian community in Syria today?
Now, in the first place, that they will have hope. Hope for indeed a better future. Hope that the Lord will help and protect them. And that indeed the new government, as they promised, that they will give voice to the Christians also when they really write the final constitution, when they think of the future of the country, that it will indeed be an inclusive country where the light and the salt of the Christians will be part of this future Syria.
What's your website for people who'd like to know more about the work that you do?
Yeah, just go to Google and search for Open Doors and you will find much more information about what we do.
That was Matthew Barnes. Finally, an historic 19th century Esther scroll from Gaza's former Jewish community is to be auctioned in Jerusalem. The rare Jewish artifact originally belonged to Jewish residents in Gaza who relocated to Alexandria, Egypt in the 19th century. The historic scroll measures around 340 centimetres in length and 14 centimetres in height and features 20 columns inscribed on 4 sheets of leather. The Esther scroll, read by Jews worldwide during the holiday of Purim, honours the Jewish Queen Esther, who, along with Mordecai, her uncle, saved the Jewish community in ancient Persia. The scroll is considered to be in good condition for its age after it underwent some repairs years ago. It will reportedly be auctioned on March the 30th with a starting bid of $1,500. Experts have estimated that the scroll is worth between $10,000 and $15,000. Please pray for the Middle East and for Israel at this time, and for the remaining hostages to be released. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to online middleeastreport.com.